Our gospel today gives us something to think about, surely. Jesus' call to discipleship is a call that goes beyond what we would normally think was reasonable or good or healthy in our family relationships. You have to hate mom and dad, brothers and sisters, sons and daughters, relatives and friends, and maybe even your own self to be his disciple. And ultimately, he says that you have to get rid of everything, I mean everything, to be his disciple. What does Jesus mean by all of this? Exactly what he says. Anything that gets between you and God's love becomes something that is hurtful and destructive to any relationship that you're going to have. Anything that blocks you, prevents you, distracts you from entering into a complete and loving relationship with Jesus, with his Father in heaven, with the Holy Spirit, is ultimately going to hurt you in reaching out and being the person you are called to be in the world. Entering into those relationships of love with your mother and father, son and daughter, brothers and sisters, and even yourself. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the Mass today, our Catholic Church recognizes the great blessing that God gives to us in the person of Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta. This wonderful example of someone who chose to give up everything, who chose to renounce everything so that she could love God deeply and love God deeply in serving her brothers and sisters, in being that woman of faith and grace that we recognize today as a saint. And I think we can understand this gospel reading in our readings today through some of the words of Mother Teresa. So, for instance, Mother Teresa said, let me find it here, "I have found the paradox that if I love until it hurts, then there is no more hurt, but only more love." Is that what not Jesus is saying in the gospel today? That we are called to love as God loves. And we love greatly, and we find out that even when that love hurts, we discover a greater capacity to love even more. We discover a capacity to open our hearts even more greatly to those around us when we choose to love God first. When we choose to offer ourselves to God completely and wholly in whatever vocation of life we live, Mother Teresa as a consecrated religious, many of you as wives and husbands, many more of you who are younger or not yet married, maybe called to be wives and husbands, or priests, or consecrated men or women. Whatever God's call is, when we choose to give ourselves fully to that call, fully to God first, then we discover how much greater our love can be, how much fuller our love can be, how much more complete our love can be, because we have removed from it those things that hold us back from loving completely and loving wholly in our lives. Because to continue on with that, Mother Teresa would then later say, or say at one point, "If you judge people, you have no time to love them." That's what Jesus is saying once more. If we spend so much time looking at people and judging them, saying they're not good enough, they're too good, we don't like them, we love them, whatever it is, judging, we tend not to be able to open our hearts to see them as the gift that God is, has given them to be, as the, in their dignity as sons and daughters of the living God. And in fact, oftentimes, we even inner judge ourselves. I'm not good enough, I'm too this, I'm too that. I don't have enough time, I don't have enough talents, I don't have enough money to do all these things, so I will just hold back and let someone else do it. If I spend so much time judging myself and others as not worthy, as less than, as someone who is not able to, then I'm unable to reach out in love because I've held myself back from what God desires of me, which once again, as Jesus said in the gospel, is I'm giving myself completely to God to follow him. And in following him, I open my eyes to see my brothers and sisters before me as in the image and likeness of God, called to be brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, called to be neighbor and friends linked together in that joyous blessing of love, in that joyous blessing of peace. Because it is in recognizing that that we recognize how God calls each one of us to be part of that greater communion, that greater church that we participate in here in Campbell, at St. Lucie's, but around the world, how we are united with each person around the world in the celebration of this most holy Eucharist. Once again, to use the words of Mother Teresa, if we do have no peace, it's because we've forgotten that we belong to each other. Once again, that unity of calling one another, calling ourselves to be part of something greater than we are. Calling ourselves to recognize that we do not stand alone and we are not able to do God's work alone. We are only able to do it fully and completely when we choose to link our arms with one another. When we recognize the gifts of each one of us and my own gifts, and how when we work together in God's love, how we pray together in God's love, how we worship together in God's love, how we sing together and play together and cry together, and all of those things that are a part of our human experience together in God's love, we discover that true peace, that true blessing that comes from serving God. And each one of us is called in our own special way, in our own special way, to enter into that greater relationship with God and with our brothers and sisters. As Mother Teresa will say at another time, if we are confronted with 100 people to feed, well, let's just start feeding one. Don't worry about everything, but just start with the small things. The small things that grow into great things, because when we choose to serve, we call others into that same service. We invite others into that relationship with God. We come to recognize God's blessing, God's peace, God's true joy. As our Holy Father Francis, in his very first writing that he gave to the church, he says that we must proclaim the joy of the gospel. And there is no greater example of that than Mother Teresa, who continually spoke to her sisters, when we serve others, we must do it joyfully. Not a fake joy, but a joy that comes from knowing that in me is the person of Jesus Christ, through my baptism, through my reception of communion, through the sacraments of life that I have received, and that the other person is created in the image and likeness of God. And that joyful meeting, even in the most trying of circumstance, even the most poor person, even the most hurt person, the most humble person, the most desolate person, gathered together when I encounter them and they encounter me, we encounter Jesus Christ there between us. And what more joyful moment could there be than to reach out and touch our Lord in those that we serve? When we reach out and touch our Lord in those who serve us. Because it is a two-way street, right? We're not there just to do stuff, but also to receive the many blessings God gives to us through others, and often through those whom we serve and those who serve us. And it is that joy that Mother Teresa will once again remind us of, that joy is a net of love by which you can catch souls. That is what God calls us to be. He said it to the disciples, I'm going to make you fishers of men, catchers of souls. And as disciples, as followers, we are all called to reach out and gather together our brothers and sisters, our friends and neighbors, our mothers and fathers, those whom God calls us to be with and to love and to serve through him and with him and in him as we proclaim at the Mass each time we celebrate. To reach out and touch and to gather and to bless and to make holy all of those whom we encounter. Because it's that encounter with Jesus Christ that changes everything in the world. Because when we truly encounter Jesus in our lives, like Mother Teresa, we recognize the joyful presence, even in the most sorrowful, even in the most suffering, even in the most abandoned. We recognize that Jesus is there, calling us forth to love greatly. And it is that great love that we are called to do that opens our hearts and allows us to reach out in blessing and to receive in blessing. So today, as we continue to celebrate, we remind ourselves of that call to serve, of that call to place Jesus first within our lives. Because when we place him first, then the magnitude, the enormity, the generosity of God's love truly renews, refreshes, and helps us to be the son, the daughter, the true disciple of Jesus Christ.